Did you ever notice that busy people are never too busy to tell you how busy they are? It is one of the virtues of American life. I am so important and I am so busy that as soon as I come to your home, I look at my watch and say, hello, I must be going home. Because the world cannot do without me. In this busyness, we can forget ourselves. How important the saints used to say, to spend time alone, to meditate on your life. Where are you going? Who have you become? Who do you want to be? It is very easy to run and hide in your work, to hide in your travel, and say, I have visited every country on the planet. And this is just the first planet. I have visited every city, every major city. Okay. There was a very famous hermit, an elderly woman, who was sitting in a cave and people would come to her for advice and wisdom. And she said to all the pilgrims, don't look at me just sitting here. I am also on a journey. We are all on a journey of self-discovery, of service, of remembering how much the Lord loved us. Because when you read sacred scriptures, the saints used to say, read it as a love story. If we were betrayed and we have been hurt by other people, how often do we sing that song, oh, I can't forgive that. Oh, I will never forget that. How could they hurt me like this? How could I be abandoned like that? If God had that kind of attitude, the Bible would have stopped at the third chapter and he would have said, I am done with these people. Let me try one more time. There's a lot of empty planets. But he didn't. He sent his son. He sent prophets and kings and everyone to say, I offer you salvation, but I will not force you to be saved. I offer you forgiveness, but I will not force you to be forgiven. I offer you my love, but I will never force you to love me. These are all propositions. They are all proclamations. That's why we say we are evangelists. We preach the good news, but we don't force people to accept it. We don't force people to enter into a relationship with God or with each other. But we do say that is where you find salvation. And so in your busy, busy, busy life, stop. Look at Christ going to Jerusalem, saying, I am on a journey to find you. There was a verse written, a poem by Francis Thompson. It was called The Hound of Heaven. How God is like that hound who keeps on running after us. He will never stop offering himself to us. The only thing he will never, never do is force salvation upon us. And so today, look at your own life. You are important to Christ. You are important to the church. And most of all, you are important to yourself. Spend time. Put the cell phone down, the computer down, the book down. Put your life to the side and offer yourself to Christ in deep prayer and say, Lord, lead me on this journey. It would be a pity to come to the end of your life and to say, I forgot myself. I visited all the countries. I did all the work. I was so busy. but too busy to find out who I am in Christ's eyes and in God's plan. So today, remind yourself of how beautiful a gift you are. Do not neglect yourself. Do not be busy enough so that you forget that you are also on a journey to Christ, a journey to find out who you are and who He wants you to be. Slava Isusu Christu.